Okay, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Tamid, and we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Misha Zach B'Tishrei Mizbeach HaMinim V'Menorah Makdim, and the one who was the one who won the raffle to be able to clear out the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the one who won the raffle to clear out the ashes of the menorah, they would go and do whatever they had to do before they would check the carbon tamid. V'Arba'a Kelim B'Yodam. And they carried four kelim. Hatani, they had a basket where they would put the ashes. V'Akuz, they had a jug for collecting the ashes and the oil of the menorah. Maftachos, and they had two keys for being able to go into the Heichal. Hateni domle tarkov gadol. The basket was like a large tarkov. What's a tarkov? A tarkov is a kli that holds three kav, which is a measurement. So it's like tray and kav. So it's two plus one kav. Tray is two kav, and then kav is another kav. So it didn't actually hold three kav. The bartender points out it held two and a half kavs. So it's similar to something that holds three kav. So the teni was similar to a tarkav gadol, shel zahav, made out of gold, machzik, kabayin v'chetzi. It would hold two and a half kav. V'akuz doma l'kitun gadol, the jug was the size of a large pitcher, shel zahav, made out of gold, u'shnei maftachos, and the two keys, echad yori, l'amas hashechi, one key, he would lower his arm and put it into the hole, next to the door, up to the armpit, and the other one, he would just open easily, directly in front of him, without having to reach around all the way to his armpit. Mishnah Zayin, Bolo the Pishpesh Hatzvoni, the Kohen would come to the Heichel doors, and he would go into the Ulam, and he came to a small doorway to the north of the Heichel's gate. It had these two smaller doors on the side, one in the north, one in the south. The southern small doorway no one ever used. Of a love whom Mefarish Alei Yecheskel, and Yecheskel Navi describes about it in Parak Mem Dalet of Yecheskel. Ve'yomri Elai Hashem Hashar is a saguriya lo yipaseach ve'ish lo yavobo ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael bavo v'haya sagur. That only the God of Israel comes through it. It should be closed, but no human being uses that door. It's supposed to be closed because it's used by the Shechina, so to speak, and. Obviously, it's a Navi Yecheskel, so it's talking about the third Beis HaMikdash, but apparently that's something that's common between the third Beis HaMikdash and the other Batei Mikdash as well. The Kohen took the first key, and he unlocked the small doorway in the north, right? The southern one stayed closed. And after he would unlock the second lock with the second key, the Kohen walked through and came into the Ta, which is a small section north of the Heichal, and then he went from there to the Heichal. Achu Megil Shar Gadol until he got to the biggest Shar. He Gil Shar Gadol Hevrius Hanegar Ve'Esapulsachos Upsacho. When he got to the big Shar, he removed the bolt and the locks from the doors, and he opened up the gate. So Lo Hayashochet Hashochet Hashmei Kol Shar Gadol Shniftach. And it was this big, heavy gate that made this loud sound as they were opening it. So when the Shochet heard the sound of it being opened, that's when he would know that it was time to shecht. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said whoever was going to clean out the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the menorah would do so before the shechita of the Karban Tamid, and they carried four kelim, and we identified the teni as something that holds two and a half kavin, and the kuz as a large golden pitcher, and the two keys, one that he would have to reach around with all the way to his armpit, and one that would be more directly used. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that he went to the northern small doorway because there was a northern one and a southern one, but the southern one, as the Navi Yecheskel tells us, was never ever used. And he would open up the pishpesh, and he would go all the way into the Heichal, and when he got to the Shara Gadol, he would open up the Shara Gadol, and when the Shara Gadol was opened, it made a noise, and that's when the Shochet would know that it came time to shecht the Karban Tamid. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches.